WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later in the show, I'll talk with screenwriter Nicholas Kazan about his new movie, Reversal of Fortune. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says there was a time when the white-run record industry in this country tried to make pop music out of the blues. But Ed says they never quite figured it out.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way.
When American teenagers started noticing the Rolling Stones, it was like a red flag going up for the U.S. pop music business. Since the Stones were constantly telling the press that they found their inspiration in American blues records, unless some American band started playing this music, it would become the property of the British. Even though it wasn't the blues tunes the Stones had hits with, the clue to the Stones' success must lurk somewhere in the blues. Naturally, this was a completely cockeyed way of looking at it, but that's never stopped the record business. And fortunately, the Stones got a lot of American bands interested in trying their hand at blues. What was missing, though, was a pop sensibility, the sort of thing the Stones could project effortlessly. The key was the Stones' complete isolation from the sources of the blues, from the all-pervasiveness of black music. But like I said, that didn't stop the record business. The first American band to get shoehorned into a pop single was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, an integrated outfit from Chicago who sounded profoundly uncomfortable when they recorded Mary Mary. The next band to record that did a little better with it. They were called the Monkees. Okay, maybe the Butterfield Band was a little gritty for pop success. The next big hope came from New York, just as the Stones had all come from London.
I saw my mother this morning, walking down the Boston Road. She tried to make it in due time, for the heaven doors closed. Tried to make it in due time.
The Blues Project couldn't be faulted on pop grounds. One of their members was Al Cooper, who'd been one of the royal teens of Short Shorts fame. But unfortunately, their records were pretty chaotic, and Danny Kalb's guitar playing in particular was notable for its excesses. In 1968, though, a record came out that had the seeds of two approaches for making pop music out of the blues. Although it was barely noticed at the time, the debut by Taj Mahal, whose real name was Henry Sinclair Fredericks, was a groundbreaker. Mahal's band featured two guitar virtuosos, a flashy one named Jesse Edwin Davis, and a subtle one named Ryland P. Cooter. Together, they came up with something real interesting.
Woke up this morning, baby, I had them stage bear blues. Stage bear Georgia, that is. Woke up this morning, had them stage bear blues. Looked over in the corner, grandma, grandma had them too.
Not only did Statesboro blues become a standard among bands as different as the Youngbloods and the Allman Brothers, but the simplicity of Cooter and the rhythm section working together gave a band Taj had once worked with an idea.
I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go?
Heat was a bunch of Los Angeles record collectors who liked to play long, messy blues jams, but they could also tighten up to produce a few hit singles that were deeply rooted in the blues. But it was the other approach that eventually won out, and unfortunately for the Patriots, it was the British who beat us again. Of course, all during this time, blues singers like B.B. King, Coco Taylor, Bobby Blue Bland, and Little Johnny Taylor were having hits with black audiences, ignored by progressive FM radio and the moguls who scoured the U.S. and Britain looking for the blues feel that could be a hit.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.